Let's continue reading verses 27 through 38 of Matthew chapter 9. Here we have two more healing miracles of the Lord Jesus. The healing of two blind men and the healing of a demon-possessed man who couldn't speak. Actually, we have more than two healing miracles in this last section of the chapter. Verse 35 says, "Then Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every sickness and every disease among the people." So we have a lot of miracles in this portion of Matthew chapter 9. Let's read verses 27 through 35, and then we'll look at background notes. Matthew chapter 9, beginning now at verse 27. "When Jesus departed from there, two blind men followed him, crying out and saying, 'Son of David, have mercy on us.' And when he had come into the house, the blind men came to him, and Jesus said to them, 'Do you believe that I am able to do this?' They said to him, 'Yes, Lord.' Then he touched their eyes, saying, 'According to your faith, let it be to you.' And their eyes were open. And Jesus sternly warned them, saying, 'See that no one knows it.' But when they had departed, they spread the news about him in all that country. As they went out, behold, they brought to him a man mute and demon-possessed. And when the demon was cast out, the mute spoke. And the multitudes marveled, saying, 'It was never seen like this in Israel.' But the Pharisees said, 'He casts out demons by the ruler of the demons.' Then Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every sickness and every disease among the people." Once again, some background notes. In verse 35, we see the threefold ministry of our Lord when he walked here on this earth. Let me read verse 35 once again and note our Lord's threefold ministry. "Then Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every sickness and every disease among the people." Teaching, preaching, and healing characterized our Lord's ministry. That should characterize our ministry as well. Whether it be as individual servants or as a fellowship serving the Lord, we should teach the word and proclaim the word and meet the needs of those around us. Now, you as an individual may not be a gifted preacher or teacher or miracle worker, but together we can have this threefold ministry. I know that this threefold ministry is practiced here at this church. Praise the Lord. And there must be balance. Just preaching and teaching the word without caring for the needs of people is not following the example of our Lord. And just meeting the needs of people without preaching and teaching the word is certainly not biblical. That's the social gospel. Just meeting the needs of a person on the road to hell is not doing them any favors, is it? There must be balance in our ministry. Let's follow the model of our Lord Jesus and have a threefold ministry. Now notice the focus and content of our Lord's preaching and teaching ministry. He was proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom. Verse 35, once again, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom. Now what was the gospel of the kingdom? Answer. A bona fide offer of the Davidic kingdom was made to Israel at the time of our Lord. This was the kingdom that was promised and prophesied in the Old Testament scriptures. But Israel rejected her king and his kingdom. Thus the promises and prophecies of the earthly kingdom were not fulfilled at that time. They will be, however, fulfilled when the Jewish people have their hearts changed and are willing to receive their Messiah, the Messiah they once rejected. All this will come to pass in the future. Read Romans chapter 11 in this connection. In the meantime, the gospel of the grace of God goes out to anyone and everyone who will receive the Lord Jesus Christ as personal Savior. And more we could say there. Let's move now to our doctrinal or teaching points for this portion of Matthew chapter 9. Doctrinal point number one, the Lord can remove darkness and bring light. The Lord can remove darkness and bring light. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9 says, but you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. 1 Peter 2:9. When we become Christians, we are brought out of spiritual darkness into the marvelous light of God's grace and truth in Christ. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 4 through 6 says, the God of this age has blinded those who do not believe, lest the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine on them. For we do not preach ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your bondservants for Jesus' sake. For it is the God who commanded light to shine out of darkness, who has shown in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. 2 Corinthians 4, 4 through 6. The Lord can remove darkness and bring light. We see this great truth illustrated here in Matthew chapter 9, in the miracle of the healing of the blind man. Remember the miracles of the Lord Jesus not only backed up his claims to be God, but all of the miracles were designed to teach spiritual truth. When the blind man cried out in verse 27, Son of David, have mercy on us. They recognized that Jesus was the Messiah. Son of David is a messianic term. And notice the response when the Lord said to them in verse 28, do you believe that I am able to do this? What was their response? They said to him, yes, Lord. So when the Lord Jesus touched their eyes and said in verse 29, according to your faith, let it be to you. This faith was not just some blind faith or just faith in healing power. No, this faith was faith in Jesus as the Messiah. These blind men believed that he had the power to heal them because he was the Son of God. And now their eyes were open. Light had come. What a wonderful illustration of salvation. The Lord can remove darkness and bring light. I trust that everyone here this morning has come out of spiritual darkness into the marvelous light of Christ. Now we are to walk in that light and have fellowship with one another. 1 John 1:7. Question. Why did the Lord tell the blind men after they were healed not to tell anyone? We see that frequently in our Lord's ministry, right? Why? Answer, the Lord did not want people following him just because of his healing power. He was looking for true faith in him as the Messiah. And the Lord is looking for true faith today. The Lord can remove darkness and bring light. Doctrinal point number two, the Lord can remove demons and bring healing. The Lord can remove demons and bring healing. We see in this next miracle that demon possession is real and can cause certain physical problems. In this case, the man could not speak because he was demon possessed. Now, the Bible is not teaching here that all physical problems that people have are because of demon possession. No, certainly not. There are many different reasons and causes of physical problems and sickness and disease. If you have laryngitis, for example, and can't speak, it has nothing to do with demons. You have an inflammation of the larynx. But in this case, here in Matthew chapter 9, the man was dumb and could not speak because he was possessed by a demon. And there are cases today where certain physical problems are caused by evil spirits. That's exactly what demons are. They are evil spirits. But the Lord can remove demons and bring healing, then and today. And the Lord may use believers on occasion to cast out evil spirits when it is a clear case of demon possession. So I know the obvious question here is, how do you know? Well, it really comes through a matter of prayer and concern. And I believe the Lord will give us sensitivity in this area. When you sense that there is a problem of this nature, believers should get together and pray for the Lord to remove the evil spirits and pray for healing. In fact, that's what we should do for all kinds of disease and sickness. Pray together for healing. Now, it may not be the Lord's will to heal in every case. We certainly know that. But as verse 35 indicates, the Lord is able to heal every sickness and every disease. The Lord can remove demons and bring healing. What about practical application from this portion of Matthew chapter 9? Pray for workers. Pray for workers. Verses 36 through 38. But when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion for them, because they were weary and scattered, like sheep having no shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest truly is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, pray the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest." In verse 34, we see the terrible sin of the Pharisees. They attributed our Lord's miracle-working power to Satan. How sad. Fortunately, this was not the response of all the people. In fact, the Lord saw the multitudes as sheep without a shepherd. All they needed was a shepherd. And the Lord likened the multitudes to a crop ready to be harvested. But workers were needed. Workers were few. Laborers were needed. The Lord, in his compassion, said, "Pray for workers. Pray for laborers." Let me ask you this morning, are we praying for workers? That's the practical application. Pray for workers. Are we praying for workers? We don't have to pray for the harvest. The harvest is plentiful. We need to pray for workers. The harvest is plentiful in your neighborhood. The harvest is plentiful where you work. The harvest is plentiful in this land and around the world. But workers are few. Where are the workers? Where are the laborers? The Lord said, "The laborers are few." Notice that the Lord did not say here that Christians who love the Lord are few. There are certainly enough Christians to evangelize the world. He said workers or laborers are few. That's the problem. He said workers are few. Are you a worker or just a Sunday morning attendee? The crop is out there ready to be harvested. But too many Christians are on break. Where are the workers? Pray for workers.